Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches initiatives worth over 2 lakh crore rupees to strengthen India's maritime sector. Says this sector has transformed significantly in the last decade, boosting trade and port infrastructure. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly elections intensifies further. Leaders of various political parties hold rallies across the state. 59 Maoists, including 9 women, surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. India and Nepal sign 2 major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines. Russia successfully tests nuclear-capable underwater drone, declaring it impossible to intercept. And in T20 cricket, first match between India and Australia called off due to incessant rain in Canberra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Maritime Leaders Conclave and chaired the Global Maritime CEO Forum at the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched initiatives worth 2.2 lakh crore rupees in an effort to strengthen India's maritime and shipbuilding capabilities. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the maritime sector is driving India's growth. He said over the last decade, the sector has transformed significantly, boosting trade and port infrastructure. The Prime Minister further added that the maritime sector is advancing with great speed and energy, and this is the right time to work and expand in India's shipping sector.
Saathiyo, hame garv hai ki aaj Bharat ke ports developing world ke sabse efficient ports mein gine jaate hain. कई मामलों में तो वो डेवलप वर्ल्ड के पोर्ट से भी बेहतर प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं भारतीय पोर्ट्स ग्लोबल शिपिंग लाइन के लिए और अधिक कॉम्पिटिटिव और अट्रैक्टिव बन गए हैं
He further emphasized India's growing strength in maritime human resources, stating that the number of Indian seafarers has increased from 1.25 lakh to over 3 lakh in the past decade. He stressed that today India ranks among the top 3 countries globally in terms of seafarer numbers. Mr. Modi said India is accelerating efforts to reach new heights in shipbuilding. He said the world government has replaced over a century-old colonial shipping laws with modern and futuristic laws suited for the 21st century.
हमने 100 साल से ज्यादा पुराने colonial shipping laws को हटाकर 21st सेंचुरी के मॉडर्न और फ्यूचरिस्टिक लॉज लागू किए हैं ये नए कानून स्टेट मैरिटाइम बोर्ड्स को एम्पावर करते हैं डिजिटलाइजेशन का भी विस्तार करते हैं द मर्चेंट शिपिंग एक्ट में हमने भारतीय कानून को इंटरनेशनल कन्वेंशन के साथ ग्लोबली अलाइन किया है
The campaigning in Bihar has further intensified for assembly elections as leaders and star campaigners from various political parties held a series of rallies across the state today. Prominent leaders and star campaigners from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan carried out intense campaigning. Issues such as Bihar's development, caste-based census, employment and migration dominated the election discourse today. More from our correspondent.
BJP's star campaigner and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, addressing a rally in Samastipur in support of NDA candidates, said that the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress can never bring development to Bihar. He alleged that Lalu Prasad's family is surrounded by multiple corruption cases, including the fodder scheme, flood relief scheme, and land for jobs scheme. He also accused the Congress of being involved in scams worth over 12 lakh crore rupees, describing the RJD Congress-led alliance, Thag Bandhan. He said it is a coalition of fraudsters. Mr. Shah also addressed rallies in Darbhanga and Begusarai. Meanwhile, Janata Dal United's president and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing a rally in Rajgir, promised that if re-elected, his government would provide 1 crore jobs to the youths over the next 5 years. Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi launched his election campaign from Muzaffarpur today. Addressing a rally in Loam in Darbhanga, he said that the Mahagathbandhan has prepared a special manifesto for the extremely backward classes and it will fully implement it. The Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, addressing a rally in Singheswar in Madhepura, stated that during the 17 months of his tenure in previous government, 5 lakh youths were given government jobs. Mr. Yadav said that while Nitish Kumar got 20 years to change Bihar, he only needs 1 opportunity to transform the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Aswani News, Patna.
In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 59 Maoists surrendered today. Among them are 9 women. More from our Raipur correspondent.
In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 59 Maoists have surrendered today. These Maoists were influenced by the state government's rehabilitation initiative Puna Margam, meaning revival through rehabilitation. A total reward of 66 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. They laid down their arms before the CRPF DIG DK Negi and Superintendent of Police Dr. Jitendra Yadav in district headquarters Bijapur today. Speaking on the occasion, Bijapur Superintendent of Police Dr. Jitendra Yadav said that today's surrender reflects the changing social environment and growing public confidence in the district. With today's development, a total of 461 Maoists have so far surrendered this year in Bijapur district, returning to the mainstream of society. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The Coal Ministry today launched the 14th round of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi. The ministry termed it as another milestone in India's journey towards energy self-sufficiency and sustainable growth. For the first time, provisions for underground coal gasification, UCG, have been introduced in the 14th round of commercial coal mine auctions. A total of 41 coal mines have been offered in this round, of which 21 mines possess UCG potential, opening new avenues for the underground gasification of deep-seated coal reserves. Of these 41 mines, 20 are fully explored and 21 are partially explored, offering a balanced mix of opportunities for investors and developers. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is a legacy, an idea and an institution for this nation. He urged citizens of the country, especially the youth, to take inspiration from his life to build a Vikasit Bharat. The minister made these remarks while delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2025 at Akashwani Bhavan in New Delhi. Dr. Mandavia said that by removing Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completing Sardar Patel's unfinished work. The recording of this lecture will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on the entire network of Akashwani on the occasion of Sardar Patel's birth anniversary on the 31st of October. The GST Bajat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the agriculture sector are helping farmers.
To provide major relief to farmers, the government has implemented significant tax reductions in the agriculture sector under the next generation GST reforms. Tax on tractors below 1800 cc has been reduced from 12% to 5%. Lower GST on tractors will bring down the purchase price of tractors, making them more affordable for small and medium farmers who form the majority of tractor buyers in India. Similarly, taxes on various agriculture equipment, including sprinklers, drip irrigation systems and harvesting machinery, have been reduced from 12% to 5%, making these essential tools more affordable for farmers. These tax cuts encourage mechanization in agriculture, reduce manual labor costs, and improve crop production. Vidishani, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back here with us on the news at 9. India and Nepal today signed two major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines for enhanced regional energy trade and connectivity. The agreements have been signed between India's Power Grid and the Nepal Electricity Authority. Both agreements cover the development of the Inaruwa in Nepal to New Purnia in India, 400 kilovolt, and Lamki Dododhara in Nepal to Bareilly in India, 400 kilovolt transmission systems. The agreement ceremony was held in the presence of Union Minister for Power, Manohar Lal, and Nepal's Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Ghising, in New Delhi. Russia has successfully tested a new atomic-powered and nuclear-capable underwater drone, Poseidon, declaring it impossible to intercept. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement just days after informing about a successful test of the Burevestnik nuclear-powered cruise missile, a move widely seen as a signal to Washington amid tensions over Ukraine. Speaking to soldiers wounded in Ukraine, President Putin said the Poseidon drone was tested while running on nuclear power for the first time yesterday, describing it as a huge success. He claimed Poseidon outperforms all existing systems in speed and depth. The fifth meeting of the Working Group on Military Cooperation of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission was held in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the discussions focused on strengthening the ongoing defence engagements between the two sides and mulled on new initiatives under the ambit of the existing bilateral cooperation mechanism. The meeting was co-chaired by Chief of Integrated Defence Staff, Air Marshal Ashutosh Dixit. Cyclone Monta, which has now weakened into a depression, brought light to moderate rain over parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh. The system, which earlier caused heavy rains and strong winds, left behind widespread damage before moving inland. A report.
As per the state government, Cyclone Monta affected nearly 18 lakh people across Andhra Pradesh. Crops spread over 87,000 hectares were damaged, impacting about 79,000 farmers. Roads, bridges, public infrastructure, water supply and irrigation systems suffered heavy losses. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu conducted an aerial survey of the cyclone hit districts and later reviewed relief measures with officials. He directed them to restore power and roads immediately, strengthen drainage systems and intensify sanitation work. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. The government has set up over 1,000 relief camps, housing more than 1 lakh people and is supplying food, drinking water and other essentials. Ministers and senior officials are monitoring the operations to ensure normal life is restored soon. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Odisha, Cyclone Monta has affected 33 blocks and 11 urban areas across the state. The state government has set up 362 free kitchens where cooked food is being provided to 18,762 people taking shelter in cyclone centres. It has also decided to assess damages to houses, roads and other public infrastructure caused by Cyclone Monta from tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said cyclonic storm Monta has weakened into a deep depression over coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining Telangana. IMD said it is likely to move further north-northwestwards across Andhra Pradesh and adjoining Telangana and South Chhattisgarh and weaken into a depression during the next 6 hours. The Delhi government has said the next cloud seeding trial for artificial rain in the national capital will be conducted once the humidity level in the clouds exceeds 15%. Delhi's Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa informed that as per the Met Department, the current humidity in the atmosphere is between 10 and 15%. In men's cricket, the first T20 international of the five-match series between India and Australia and Canberra was called off midway due to incessant rainfall. Put into bat, India were cruising at 97 for 1 in 9.4 overs when rain interrupted play at the Manuka Oval. In ICC Women's ODI World Cup, chasing a target of 320 runs, England were 164 for 8 in 36 overs against South Africa in the first semi-final in Guwahati when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches initiatives worth over 2 lakh crore rupees to strengthen India's maritime sector, says this sector has transformed significantly in the last decade, boosting trade and port infrastructure. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly elections intensifies further. Leaders of various political parties hold rallies across the state. 59 Maoists, including 9 women, surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. India-Nepal signed 2 major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.